quote the Mishnah. Shosh hayroidich achashar achar vahuza. Zayimer shar chizik. Zayimer loy ki elu vasela loka. Hamoitzi mechaveroi olavaraya. So our pasht is, when it says, Mishnah starts off, Shosh hayroidich achashar achar. So pasht that means that our Edim that he's being raided, that the Shor is raided the other one. Meaning because the Mishnah seems to be saying that as Dabar Pashut, right? That's a fact. The Shor was raided. That wasn't up to debate. That was the running assumption. He's a chayr as Edim that the Shor was chasing him. The child is what happened. Now, so, and what happened? Huzak. Rashi says the Nirdav. Rashi says the Nirdav. What if it was the right that got Huzak?
Why would
be chayv?
What? The cow is protecting himself.
So Chayy Rashi means, at least we had the Rosh, then, that's probably what I'm always referring to, that we had the Rosh over there, that by the Shnei Shvarim, he discussed if one started, the other one, right, we had the Rosh over there said that it's not going there, they were both together, right?
Oh yeah, the Rosh.
Huh?
What
am I talking about?
Yeah, right. The
question is, the question we got, Rashi is near that. Vice versa, Rashi, if the Raidif was the one that got hit, that got hurt, yeah. then it's Pashid. It's Pashid.
Who's Pashid?
It's a near that. Because even if the near that,
can you get damage on the?
Let's say near that damaged the Raidif.
The
Nirdav,
right?
So the Chayr is much more than Rashi. Rashi goes out of his way to say that the whole discussion of is on the Nirdav, not on the Raidav. So one could perhaps be Medayik that if the Nirdav hit the Raidav, it'd be Potter. Then we had a Rosh. The Rosh said that if one start up the other one, then and he hits back, so he's Potter. That's what Rosh discussed. That the whole way Shnei Shvarim Tamish Chol was Ebezeh, right? The Meis Chatzinaz Rosh and Simin Yud Gimel says Meir she Schilu Vazachas Shchol Vashem Gam Berish Lachas Man Im Acher Hischol Im Haecher Hischol Hamask Mashalom Chatzinaz Vashem Potter Chol Mashalom Bar Mashin Potter. That's what the Rosh of the discussed. Mechayy, that could be a pshat of it also. That maybe that's where Rashi is coming. Lafuke, okay. Rashi speaks out the Nirdav as opposed to the Raidav. The Raidav, no matter what, even if the Nirdav is the one damages the Raidav, since it was as a result of the Raidav chasing him down, then he would be Potter. As Mo says of Pashid, so okay, but maybe that's where Rashi is coming to tell us.
Wouldn't that only be according to the guy who says Kol Mashiach?
Well, the Rosh, if you mind the Rosh again, the Rosh had said that in this case, I believe everyone's might.
The
Rosh, okay.
What then is the
near
the
Potter
from
the damages? Even by Adam, Cheshne Adam, he said even by Adam, it's not Shaykh Kol Mashana, he didn't mean Kol Mashana. We all Kol Mashana, he threw it in, but we read the Rosh again. The whole Amish Lee Rosh, the Rosh, we're not going to tell him to Kol Mashana. That could be Pshat. Maybe that's what Rashi is coming to be Medayik over here by throwing in the word near death. The Sela, so there's Machlaik is over here. What happened? Who's the guy? Is there anywhere sharp? Is it? Is there anywhere like it? But Sela, look up. Might as well have a riot. So the Machlaik is how, what exactly happened? The Sela, look up. Sela, look up. Mischacha, you besela, but look up. Yes, we came late. Right? Rashi said, right side. The Mazik is claiming that what? Mischachech hoya b'sel v'loka. The Mashmoyis of Rashi is that the Mazik's claim is what? That he did it to himself. Mischachech hoya, he got scratched on the thing, nothing to do with me. That's what the Mashmoyis of Rashi is. However, if you look at the Mukiyasev, the Mukiyasev says otherwise. Okay? Says the Mukiyasev. Let's read it by saying. Matsina Lishna, he goes, first it goes on the Taicha words. What does it mean? Loiki. El Basela Lokach. Lokach, the Mazik is claiming that it's not like you're saying, rather. So he says, Matsina Lishna Kahai Dama Loiki Vavatan Shama. So it doesn't mean that the Mazik is saying for sure. He's saying for sure this is what happened. He's saying he's a Shema. You know, we'll see that more in the Gemara, exactly, to my Bari Hashem over here. But he's saying the Lashon Loiki, even though it seems to be saying it as in a positive way. No, rather, meaning he's saying that for sure it happened that way. He's saying that itself is not Muchach, that the Taitch of the word Loiki means that he's Bari. Right? And he's right from the Gemara. And I says, Isha, and he says, and she's in this shayla, when was she nivela? Was it before they had Erison or afterwards? So they were also, she says it was afterwards, and it was his problem, and he says it was before. Loikel achler estich v'haya, it was mekachtais. He claims she was a bulos, it was mekachtais, but it's not that he knew for sure. He's just saying maybe it was before.
He knew for sure.
Malkar tain shemahi the tain is bari keeping the other by the kitchen on mekhtaisu. The says the mugayis of the alkarchach has to be tain shema because if it was tain is bari then you just shy yourself in the foot and you lose your old taina. Okay, so therefore, so again, he just wants to demonstrate that loyki doesn't necessarily mean tain is bari. Loyki means not what you're saying, but maybe it's the other way. But that we'll see more in the Gemara when we get into the issues of Bari Shem over Hilkoch. Hachi Matzal Meim the Nizik Tani Bari Mazik Tani Shem Afil Hachi Tani Meitzchal of Raya. So we see this that the Meitzchal of Raya is even when the Nitva, in this case the Mazik, is in Tani Shem. The Bari Shem of La Bari Odif could be saying Meitzchal of Eroi all of Raya. Vimkei. Shaminim Mahamas Nisan Tarti. Chodot Afil Hechad Yeshu Glayim Lundavar. The High Tura Aske Midichaz Yua the Karodiv Basre Loyan Minan Iu Aske Afil Nizik Bari Mazik Shema Almir Maschal of Raya. Says in Mukiyah, he says, what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? We have two Chiddushim in the Mishnah. One is, even though there's a bit of a Glayim Lundavar over here, there's a Glayim Ladavar that actually the Mazik did the damage. He's chasing him down. We see his damage. So there's definitely circumstantial evidence to lead us to believe that the Mazik, the Shar, did the damage. Still we say, Afil Nizik Bari, Umazik Shema. Tinos are Glayim Ladavar. We say Bari Vishema La Bari Adiv. Now, even the Mazik is a Shema. And there's a Glayim Ladavar. There's two strikes against him. First of all, he doesn't know what happened. He's not claiming Vadai that it wasn't. He's saying maybe he did damage. Aleph. Beis, even a Glayim Ladavar. That actually the Shar did the damage, not the rock. Still, we say Maischal Varai, we see how strong the din of Maischal Varai is. That is the Chiddush, says Magyar. That is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Idach, the second Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Grom and Izak and Potter. The Hacha, the Moid and Nitva, the Besel Loka, Machmas Heich, the Havakarod of Basrei. Mishtakach the iu garam lay lemilka besela. Afilochi pot of chenkos and varama. Says Mugyez is the second chiddush in the Mishnah. And that is that grama ben izakin is potter. Why? Because the nitva is maida, that the damage was definitely caused, at least indirectly, by the shor chasing him. The shor is chasing him. So even if you got hurt by the selah, the wound was not from the shor mazik. It was from the selah, but for sure it was the cause of the redifa that made the guy who was running and he banged into the rock because he was running. So either way, that the hezek was caused by the shor haroidif. The shayla was, did he do it b'yadayim or did he do it on the egrom? But the hanocha pshuta said in the mukyasev nerama is avad gavis. He was different zichel garmit. For sure, he was garmit. The only shayla is, was it grama or was it hezek b'yadayim? So chayra. One could argue, you should be chayiv anyway, mom should be chayiv. Either way, you cause the hezek. Elamai, we see that no, grom rizak and his potter. Now, in this second chiddush of the Mukhi Yaisa, the grom rizak and his potter, here is really another element, and the fact that it's a behemoth. We've discussed, I believe, the Rishonim. The Shalom Rishonim, that in the Moshel, if you hold that Garmi is Chayiv, Rav is Don, Dina de Garmi, so Garmi is Chayiv, whatever it is that differentiates Grama from Garmi. The question is, what about by Behema? Do we say that if Grama is Akin or Garmi is Chayiv, does that apply to Behema as well? Now, the Mugyasif himself on that Memches, and that's a whole same discussion we have in the Ramban, in the Kuntres de Garmi. The Mugyasev, it has to do with the Gemara over there, when the Shar falls into a bar, and Chesan Bey, the Shar falls into a bar, and he hit the Shmeima. He ruined the water. Okay? So there's a whole discussion over there. So it says chayiv. Okay. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. The shor fell into a bar of water and ruined the water. Okay, he made it stinky. Ruined the water. So the question, the Gemara has a discussion over here that if it happened afterwards, then the shiloh, it should be a shiloh bar. then the shor is a bar. If it happened, the hezek happened afterwards, mela, not the shas ma'isa. Then the shor is a bar, then the water is kalim, and bar is patr and kalim. That's the Gemara. That's what Rabbi says. So, says the Gemara, Hanich l'shmodam are called the kol bar. Shake out some cobwebs in our head, remind ourselves we have machlekes, Rav and Shmuel all over the place. Shmuel says kol da kol is bar. El Rav damar ademach milah ma'ik lemeima. So there's Rav is saying that if the hezek happened afterwards, it's bar. Bar is part of the kalim. So fine. That's machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. Whether or not. At the call that you were mafker, is that bar or is that shar? According to Rav, that the only time bar is after if you mafker it, ma'ig lemeimer. Zak gemar elam rava elahakidma yidmar hakidma am rav leshan elahivish ben gufoy avhivish mereichay pater. My time grumba almu loy mechayim. So where is dafka megufa shemuch betit amreche lav gufayu the sirchan the nevela memelasi, right? You know, the shor died and then it started smelling and then it ruined the water. So that's a grumba, the Gemara says. Grumba, Gemara. So okay, so that's the Adkan Devar Gemara. Now,
why are you being sold out?
Hopefully, if you'll hang in there a couple more minutes, you'll find out. Mustam, I wasn't just not bringing it in because I have to fill the time. Mustam, I think that much of chazaka. Okay. Says the Mukhi Yosef, Mereichai. Okay, in Maskanas of Gemara, Mereichai. So the way it goes, Gemara says Grama. Then he says, "Look, the riff does not bring this down. The riff does bring this Gemara down. Why not? Near a time, the sub the rubble. Time the Amad didn't give me Potter. But now came along, the Don didn't give me." Says Mukhi Yosef, the reason why the riff doesn't bring this down, and this is what's negated to us now. Okay. The reason why the Rif does bring this down is with the Rif, the Gemara Rava is not done the Din of the Garmi. So that's what Rava says. The behemoth died and it damaged the water with his Reyach. Then what's the halacha? If you're not done the Din of the Garmi, Grom is Zalk. And it's part like the Gemara says. But Lidi Dan, we paskin, we Dan Din of the Garmi. Lidi Dan. We paskin, we're dan din gami, says the Mukhi Yosef, the Rif will tell you, that me'lo yichayiv, even with the Reach, you know that it happened afterwards, but it's not worse than gami. It's not worse than gami. And therefore you'll be chayiv. Okay? You'll be chayiv what the animal did. Okay? That's the Mukhi Yosef's suggested shot for the Rif.
So, you hold the Rif?
The Rif passed me Rav. We passed me with Dan Din Gami. So then he means down the Rav B'Shem Rabbi Shazainoi. The Vadil Ram came out of Adam. Abo Behema Divako Potter Shlechai Vetarel Al Hechshin Nizke Behema Kedachzib Ishbar Vle Sharbar. Who Adin Lishar Nizokim. Says the Mugi Yosef.
The Gemara says the Shar is Potter.
The Gemara says by Reicha is Potter. The Rif doesn't pass in it. Says the Mukhi Yosef, because the Rif says, hey, this is Garmi, and Rav Lishtosa is not Dan Din Garmi, we are Dan Din Garmi, and therefore Allah Yerchayiv, even on the Reichai. So Hivish Meimav, even afterwards, even Reichai, Yerchayiv, because this is Garmi. Says the Ra'ah, what are you talking about? Zol Zayin that we're Dan Din Garmi. So what? But by Behem, there's no Din Garmi. Just like, the Gemara says, Ishbar. Just like we say that this is interesting here, think of it. Just like we say there's an Ishbar Lasharba means that what does Ishbar Lasharba mean? That he's called when Mukhi Yosef types that up, a hechsher of meaning if a bar does something to be machshir mazik, like digging a bar, it's not doing the hezik himself, it's just doing something which leads to a hezik. That's nichlal in that's what Ishbar v'Lesharba stands. If the shard digs a bar, yeah, you popped it, right? Because the shard didn't do the hazard, just dug the bar. Okay, says Mukhi Yosef, he's extending that to the din of garmi. Then even you want to say garmi is chayiv, but not with a shard. Because garmi bats him. Every garmi is really just you're being machshir the nezik. And we know you chayiv for that, but it bats him. It's not doing the hazard itself.
Who's explaining to me?
The Mukhi Yosef quotes a Ra'ah who argues on the Rif and says, even Lididan, the Radan Din and Garmi, still you're going to be Potter in this. What?
Quote to who?
Lididan, us. The Ra'ah. He quotes the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, even us, that we pass the Din and the Garmi, still you're going to be Potter because there's no Din and Garmi by Behema. Now, why? He explains. Because every garmi is like gara from ishbar v'loi sharbar. That when a shar that's just he learns from that pasuk that the Torah is telling me a shar is only chayim on the actual hezek that it does. If it does something which is going to cause a hezek and it digs a bar, it's potter. So who I did? If it does something which is ultimately going to cause a hezek, you know, it's a hyphen of garmi, you're potter. That's the Mukhi Yosef brings down machleik. He understands it ends up being a machleik is the Rif and the Ra'ah. Now the Ramban actually did the garmi and couldn't just do the garmi. And then back and then in the back in the end of Babasra, Ramban has what's called famous Kunjus de Garmi. He also handles the same in the same Gemara and the same discussion. And he says, so So first he wanted to say, Taka, it is no garmi.
The Ra holds that even though we hold Yuchai by garmi, a show would be
Ra, that's right. The Ramban at first wanted to say like the Ra, I mean, the Ramban is always ready, but he said this. So, he said, Tzarech, here is Memreichai, he says, you have to understand this. He wanted to say that, you know, first you put down the chat in the riff, yeah, that the riff, without the Yemir, this way, riff Yechayim. Then he says, he suggested, maybe it's Dafka by Atzmai, Nisbehem, my loy. There's no Chiv Gram on the Shar. Okay? Then he wants to say different chat in the riff. Not, no, again, the Megarisa says the riff is good for holds. The Megarisa said the riff holds because we're down the Nigarmi. The Ramban said, in the beginning he wants to say, like, we're not down the Nigarmi by a shar. So why didn't the riff bring it down? So he says, so he makes Cheshbon which lost in the Gemara. Whatever, it's complicated anymore. We'll leave that. With the cheshbon. Then he says, though, at the end, he argues. He wants to say that no. That's right. So it's like this. For machzvar, a shor shehidik is an eish. If a shor, what if the shor is madlik eish? Sar shor is chavei, right? So if he's elvi potter, it's a gram of the shor. Umistabris has Ramban at the end of the day, the chayiv. And you have to say the gram of the reich is different. It's meila. It's not the mice of the shor b'chlal. So Ramban himself wants to argue on the ra. I mean, the Ra is younger than the Ra is a Talmud. The Ramban wants to argue in the svaras of the Ritva and Maskan. The Ramban handles back and forth. The Maskan of the Ramban is that Shar, the Moshel, that burns a Shtar, that's a classic case of Garmi. Sar of Shtarais of Shachaber, right? So that's a Shar did, that would be an Afkamino over here. Says the Ramban about the Ramban is Potter. Says Ramban, no, Mustaba is Chayiv. He's Chayiv. What do you do with the Gemara? Hivish Meima. So that he says that's different because that's not the Ma'is of the Shor B'chal. So what's that? Because Ramban says
it's different. You just
Ramban says, okay, that the din of Garmi applies to a Shor, and if a Shor torches the Shtar, he's Chayiv. I hivish meima, which is what the Ra was talking about. It's not a raya because over here there's no ma'is shar b'chal. Here the shar died. The male he stinks. The male he ruins the water. So there's no ma'is shar b'chal. The male, that's why you potter over there. Okay, so again, we bottom line we have machlokes the Ra and the Ramban.
One
thing, we have machlokes Ra and the Ramban. The Ra says the din of garmi does not apply to a shar. Because ish bar vloy shar bar. If a shar just does the hechshef for the hezek, he's part. That's shita of the Ra. The Ramban handles back and forth. At the end of the day, the Ramban says no. Avada, if a shar is servish the rois shal chaveiroi, he's chayiv. We don't deal with me by a shar. Elamai, why behivish meima? Does Rava say potter? There it says because there it's mamela. There is no ma'is shar b'chal. So therefore you put. Okay? So now, back to our Gemara, back to our Nemuk Yosef. Again, our Nemuk Yosef said that what? Then our mission is two chidushim. One is a chidush in Bar V'Shema, La Bar Yodin, Mezchel Raya, even when there's circumstantial evidence against the mazik. Not only that, the mazik is even a shema. Still, we say hamaytzchal raya. That's chiddush number one in the first case of our mishnah. Chiddush number two says the Mukhi Yosef is that your potter It's again, he's assuming the case is that Abada, the Roidiv, caused the Hezek, but still we say Grom Mizokin is Pater. Now, so I'm just saying that this, over here we're talking about a behema, right? So even Al Tzad, that it might be considered Garmi, according to the Mukayes, you know, over there it sounds like, you know, well, it's not clear who the Mukayes holds like, is the Riff or the Ra, what he calls him a Chaykis. I'm just saying, the feet aside, that by behemoth is no Garmi, then even if Grom and Zaku will be chayiv, it could be another tzad to pater the guy over here. Mitzad Grom of Behema. Mitzad Grom of Behema. So even though in the scenario is that the Shor HaRoid have caused the Ezek, there will be another tzad to pater the Roidiv, because it's a Behema. And by Behema we don't say, if he's the Ra, if he wants out of their mouth, we don't say Yichayik. Now, Rashi, back to Rashi. This is all in the Mugi Yosef. Let's go back to Rashi. Rashi says, "B'sel lokach b'schache choya b'sel v'lokach." What is the Mazik's claim?
Get damage on
that. Not what. What?
He got damaged
on the rock, meaning he got damaged on his own. The Mashmois of Rashi Sami, he scraped his foot against the rock, nothing to do with me. Right? So in the Ra'ah, it was clear that the Nocha Pshuta was Avada, the Shor HaRoidif, was at least guarding the Hezek. Shiloh, whether he did the Hezek or he just guarding the Hezek. In Rashi, it's clear that the Shash points out that Rashi's learning that the Mazik's claim is not that I was only a grama. The Mazik's claim is that it didn't happen from the Bechal. It happened on its own. He did it to himself. So L'chari have to say, no, L'chari is grama. Forget about the Shem. I'm talking about the Bar Shem
asked. It's a Shem that wasn't there.
Whatever. Again, the question is: What is the taina? What is the potential taina that the Mazik is saying why he should be potter? Whether Shem or Bari, that's not my point now. I want to know what is the taina that he's claiming. Okay, the taina he's claiming is I have nothing to do with this. Mashma, that if Lu Yitzur he had what to do with it, yeah, Lu Yitzur he had what to do with it, then he wouldn't have a claim. Even though it was only Begrama, still he'd be chayiv. Still, he would be chayiv. I was waiting for him to say that. Right? Okay, so first of all, again, so the problem is, what's the problem? That it's grama. Over here, it's not garmi. Here, it's grama. He's chasing him, and he, you know, ends up bumping into something because he's running. That's it's not Boreas Hagen. It's not, you know, it's grama. It's classic grama. No one's saying it's going to be over here. Right? So we have to understand Rashi. Why this, again, there's a deek in Rashi, the Mashmois in Rashi, that if Hitaka was the cause of it, he'd be chayiv. Aye, first of all, it's a behemah, and second of all, it's grama. So in order to explain Rashi, we have to say two things. First, like Ari said, that the Chayr is Rashi L'Shitasai, that we've had a number of times already. Rashi L'Shitasai, Kefi, Hamavur, Baramban, in Babasra, Dav Chaf, Chafez, what was it? That Rashi and the Shach, in Shimpei Vav, that Rashi does not differentiate between Garmi and Grama. That's the Rashi in the beginning of Akainis, when the Gemara says, Grom Mazok and his potter, says Rashi, on an Hay and Bays in the bottom, Rashi says, Kosovar, Grom Mazok and potter. Kosovar, what's Kosovar mean? What? What does Kosovar mean?
He holds.
Right? Meaning, there's someone that disagrees. Who disagrees? Who holds Grom Mazok and his chayiv? Yeah, The one that holds Garmi is Chayiv. Holds Garmi is also Chayiv. That's the Shach's Dik and Rashi. Maybe even the Ramban's Dik. And another Dik and Rashi in Bab Basra. That Rashi holds another Dik and Garmi and Grumba. So when Rashi in our Mishnah says, implies, that if Lo Yitzur, the Shor HaRoidev, was at least Gairim the Hezek, he would be Chayiv. So I, it's Grama, not Garmi, Teretz is okay, according to Rashi, there's no difference. So if we're old, Garmi is Chayim, then you be Chayim, the Mishnah. If Rashi wants to avoid that whole scenario, and say, the Mazik claim is that he didn't undo it. We're saying it's a Behema, so then you have to say Rashi holds a Gramban, not like there are. And Rashi holds that Garmi, the behemoth, there's no difference between behemoth and Adam as far as Garmi is concerned. You don't like holy Gerah, that when it's just a Hechsher Hezek, behemoth is Potter. Rather, we hold that if Garmi, Graman, is Chai by Adam, it's Chai by Mehem as well, like the Maskan of the Ramban, in the case of Hivish Bereichai, the reason why he Potter over there is because that's Memela, it's not in Maisa Adam, it's not in Maisa Behema, and that's why he Potter. Even though the Gemara does say Grama, the Gemara says Grama, but the Ramban says, the Gemara means it's Grama, and everyone holds that you are Potter over there, because something that happens Memela by itself, it's not the Maisa Dashar, that's why the Potter over there. So, in order to explain this Rashi, we need to pull together two Shitas Rishayinims. One of them is Rashi Shtasa, that's easy. And the other one, what Rashi is by Grumba by Behem, I don't know. I mean, I didn't know till now. Now I see this Rashi, I know the Rashi, what Rashi is, as far as Machlaik, is the Ra'ah and the Rambah. So that's the... that's the first thing over here. How Rashi is going to learn against the Raw. Now, as far as what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah, So Rashi Taka Lamavav is Taka Mashma, like that the Chiddush of the Mishnah. What? So Rashi can't learn that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is the second thing. The Rosh is two Chiddushim of the Mishnah. The Mekayis is two Chiddushim of the Mishnah. Yeah.
Okay.
One is this that Gram Mazakin is part. That's what you're coming to tell me.
What do you say by Garmi by Shavuos?
One chiddush, the Mishnah telling me that Grom Zog is Potter. According to Rashi, it's not telling me that because it's not the case. Bechal, you have to say that if you Rashi, the chiddush of the Mishnah is the halacha of that's dumb. They're talking about Shema, and even though you know it's a Shema and there's circumstantial evidence, they still we say it's Potter. That's not the Mishnah of Rashi on the vote. The Mishnah will get there. So. That's point number one. Okay? Now, the Rashba over here, El Vassel Loka, a Maislav Raya, no, the first case of the Mishnah. See, the Raj brings down a Filu Ravacha, Dhamma Bresh Perkamoicha Paris, Gomaloicha Ben Agamalim. And then it's a gamal harug b'tzidai, b'idush is a harugai. Hachishane dekasela, uragilim hein barchan lipal v'linagev b'sloyim. Avahasam, v'leka midi l'mitli, el b'gamal zes. Ranachad amina b'idush is a harugai. Says Rajman's problem is a gemara in Babasra. And it says, you have a camel that's going nuts amongst the camels. It's all over the place, and they find a dead camel next to him. So there's an umdina that the camel died because of the wild camel. Okay, so the question is, according to Racha, why don't we say in our Mishnah that the Shor HaRaydif should be Chayiv? It's definitely Chayiv's Umdana, is an Umdana, right, a clear assessment that the damage came from him.
In that Gemara it says it's Chayiv?
Rav Acha says you're Chayiv, yes. So what's on our Mishnah? So the Raj Bahakashani, the Ikasela. I mean, there is a rock. Urugilin, hey, Bibarchon, Lipo, Vilinugget, Bislayan. The normal that when an ox or anybody is being chased and they can't exactly, you know, have the presence of mind to look exactly where they're going, they can easily run into rocks. Right? So Meil over here, we don't have the umdana. It's not umdana muchach. Meaning, when the crazy camel is kicking all over the place and he finds his dead camel next to it, it's pretty obvious where his dead camel came from. But, so therefore we say, Yichayev because umdana. But over here, we could say that it wasn't because of the shark. Maybe it was the rock.
So he's making him that the Mishnah's talking about this rock next to him also. But if there's no rock.
I don't know, Kim. We don't know. He's saying Bissell Locker, right? So obviously there's a rock in the vicinity, otherwise he couldn't say Bissell Locker. There's like in a flat plain, there's no rocks for 100 miles, then.
So he's not
for the in there. But anyway, the Mishnah says Bissell Locker, right? The Mazak says Bissell Locker. Obviously there are rocks around. Otherwise, we'll get away with that. Fine.
But
point is, like, I want to be guided in this Rajva.
It's Mechlev Araya. We still have Mechlev Araya, even though there's no.
You know what?
Just because there's no rocks around. Why don't we say Mechlev Araya now?
What? If there's no rocks, then there's an umdana that how did it happen? Or even without it, then the only way it could have happened is from the Mazak. Then it's Chayiv. Mechlev Araya is when it's a suffix. It's not a suffix. That's what you said. So now. Back to the Mukhi Yosef and Rashi. This Rajba going like the Mukhi Yosef, he's going like Rashi. He's going like Mukhi Yosef. Why? Because the Rajba tells us that there's no umdana that the Raidim did it. Because Vakar, there's a good svar to say that it was the rock that did it. Because he was being chased. That means, Anocha Pshut is that if the rock caused it, even though it was Ha'idah, he was being chased, he's going to be potter. Right? Because what are we saying? The guy's chasing him, and suddenly he damaged him. Right? He's chasing him. Obviously, it doesn't happen, right? Whereas, no. There's a good chance there's something that he banged the rock because he's being chased. But one second, that means it's clear in the Raj, like Mukhi Yosef, that if he's actually being chased and he bumps in the rock because he's being chased, about the Gavis, the Loch is that he's Potter. In Rashi we said not like that. In Rashi we said that if Luyitzu that happened, about the Bechayim. The only time we said in Rashi is it was a Gmeila. It was by himself. He was the Schach in the cellar.
Why do you have to say the
Kalil
was being chased?
I don't
know.
Rashba, where are you?
Anyway,
the Kalil
was just running and hit himself in the rock. How
rushed he was. No, we know that the Mishnah says it's a Raidim. The case is a case of Raidim. Shar Shah, you write Achmashah. The case is Raidim. We're assuming the case is, we know it's a Raidim. But the question is, the Rashi, if he's there, if you held in cup, Rashi can't give the Rajba's Teretz. Yeah, the Rajba had a question. The fear of Acha, and it says in the case of the Gomel is Chayim, you go according to the Umdana. So the Chayim over here is also an Umdana. Said the Rajba, no, there's no Umdana. Why? Because maybe it was just an indirect cause, he didn't do the damage itself, he just caused the damage. And then his father. It was not an Umdana that he actually did damage. But according to Rashi, Al Tzad, that he caused the damage is also Chayim. Right? So therefore, so now we have kasha. We have Tzrik Shvedr, the Rajma's kasha. That the Chayra, if there's an Omdana, that the Raj kasha, the fear of Acha, he should be Chayiv. Why? Because there's no option that maybe he caused him to hurt himself on the rock, because that would be Chayiv. So Manavshach, there's an Omdana that either the right of Gatra Nirdav and hurt him, or the Raidif, or he at least caused him to, by chasing him, he caused him to get hurt, and by the Bichai. So Manavshach, there's an Omdana that says, the Omdana says that one of these two things happened. Either he actually damaged him, or at least he caused him to get damaged, and therefore, he should be chayiv. Lefir v'acha. Unless you say lefir Rashi that what we assume till now is our pashut, that's given. That it was raidif. Now, that's not part of the debate. If you say not like that, you say that if Rashi, that's good for part of that, he said when he says b'sel laka, the mazik b'sel laka, meaning he wasn't chasing. Right, maybe he just the time he got hurt. Nothing to, but it's not mashma there. The is mashma there. That is a shari raidif. Doesn't sound like that's given even if Rashi. See, I don't know. See, you have to say this Gemara. I don't know. Vacha. This Gemara.
Just
Rash
this time.
What?
Is there something
more
Vacha?
You have to say that we're going to Nalag Ravacha. The question is, how's it in the Mishnah? One second. Another point of it. Now,
since we're dealing with
Brilliant,
how is it possible? What happened?
It
stopped chasing him and then he scratched
himself
on the
mouth?
What's
his claim?
Yeah,
that's
his claim.
He wasn't a result of that. I don't know.
This is like after the fact.
I guess. What's like? We don't know. We just know he chased him. We don't know, when it happened. We're saying it happened afterwards. Now, there's another point over here that's important to discussion. That is the question like this. If we're talking about the mission of going.
Who is this?
I didn't say it. What? The question is over here. See the Mishnah. Let's read on the Mishnah. Okay, all the cases over here. We're talking about Chatzin Ezek as well. Let's see. Chayshnayim Raitvim Acher Echad. Zoy Mesharach Ezek. Zoy Mesharach Ezek. See, you have two Raitvim, and an Ezek, tells each one that Yershar did it. Rashi Shloshet and Shal Shloishim Bnei Yada. Shneiim the Turin again. Tavayu. Manchli, each one says, maybe it was the other guy. So in this case, even if the Eidim saw, right, actually one of the Shvarim was Nogeach, here it's not an issue of Sela anymore. It got hurt by itself. Here the Shvarim is just, we know Eidim saw from the distance. Two Shvarim chasing after one Shvarim, one of them was Nogeach, they just don't know which one. So now each one could push the guy off and say, I might as well have a riot. Maybe it was the other guy. Nimhoyush name, Shalish Echo, Shneim Chayavim. then either way, Manav Shach is Chayiv. Hayechad Gadol, Bechad Katan. Hanizik Aymer Gadol Hizik. Hamazik Aymer Loi Kiel Katan Hizik. Why is it in the best interest of the Nizik that was the Gadol Hizik? Because we're talking about a Tam. And Tam pays Chatzin Hizik. So obviously, since you're Mugbal to collect Megufa, obviously it's in your benefit that the Mazik is much bigger and there's more to collect from. Actually, Yesh Megufa, Shav Chatzin Hizik. This cotton is the cotton. Now it's going to look at Cotton Hizik. Or. Cotton is grass is made of cotton tikach. Moist chatzin ezek tapsid. Echotam echot mood. And this is going to be mood ezek. The man is going to like yellow tam ezek. And it's going to be all right. And moist in the chaveiro is all right. So again, either the big one is a small one. The nizek says it's a big one. Or one's a tam, one's a mood. And again, the minute, and there's not enough in the value of the tam to pay for the chatzin ezek. So then, the Nizik obviously would rather that it was the Mu'ud that did the damage, and therefore be able to get full payment. Okay, so what are we saying in Mishnah? The din is Meitzchol V'Raya. Hamoitz Mechaveh Rayol V'Raya. Mazik, you know, we said before, Mukhez Bari V'Shem, Bari Yod, Bala Bari Yod, we say Meitzchol V'Raya. Even though the Mazik is Shem. So now, but the mashmayis of the Mishnah is that Lu Yitzur, the mazik was maida, then the whole Mishnah will be chayiv, right? Meitzchol v'raya. The mazik told the nizik, how did it prove to me that the scenario is the way you're describing it? Maybe it's the way I'm describing it. I don't know what happened. And therefore I'm saying maybe it happened in my favor. Let's say Lu Yitzur, the Mashmayas is. If Lu Yitzur, the Mazik was made to the storyline of the Nizik, then a bad will have to pay. That's simple trap in the Mishnah.
That's any chiv money.
What?
That's any chiv money.
I'm just saying. Pashup Shan Mishnah says, yeah? Might as well right. But if he's made, then he'll have to pay, yeah? That's simple. Chayr. However, here we got a big problem. Because Ma'id B'Knas is part there. He fell right in. So even if he's Maida, he'll be partner. So what are you telling me, Maishal Raya? Right? It's not, you have to be Raya. But Louis served the Mazik was Maida. It's Mashma he'll be Chayiv. Frekta Marsha. Anaf Memvav. Del Chayra. Mandam Palgan Iska Knasa. Then if it'll be Maid, it'll be Potter because it's Knaas. So he's got a problem.
Isn't that only by a month before a month of Din? That's like if I take a guy, if I take a guy to Din and then he's Maida after I take him to Din, no. Maid Knaas Potter?
Yes.
I thought it was only before
Adam. Who's no Adam here? Is Adam? There's no Aiden. There are Aiden. What are Aiden saying?
Not this.
What?
They're saying that
something happened. We're not saying what?
Because otherwise you'd have a riot.
Yeah.
Otherwise you'd have a riot. Very good. Zot Marashah. So he asks it on Taris and the Menvav, which we're not going to right now. Okay? But he says, he's got the same problem with Vahid Soy Perkamaniach. Marshaz that Menvav Manals on the Tezer Maskal that Philo Nizik. Bishar Shay Roid Vacharshar. Mizelim Malakiel Basel Loka. Okay? Go to the first case of the Mishnah. Amaz Malvaraya. You have Moyle Miftar. Mishnah Moyle Knas. Right? So, he's got a problem because the Mishnah told Matam also. We've seen the Hamshach Mishnah. We're not just talking about a Mood. Okay, that's the whole from the second case of the Mishnah. They're arguing whether it was Tam or it was Tam was a Mood. So we're not talking about the Mishnah, not talking about a Mood. Or even in the second case. We saw in the Mishnah there are Tams flying around over here. So then why are we saying what's called Raya, which implies Page Laman Aleph in the Marashah. You have the same edition that I have. No. No, Bob Nach. Beginning of Shah Shah is a part.
What part?
Yeah, right. Yeah, no. Oh, Zot Marsha, my time should have happened, which is what. Well, before this is said, like this. Nira, Loima. Before the Afgav, the like Kaim on command Amar Begamal Haichem and Agamal Miyudush is Haragim Mechamalkim Haichet. Oh, so not we don't pass in Ravacha. You pass the coin to the Omdina. By the case of the Gamal is Haichem and Agamal. However, Heichad Amazik Moida, okay, Anan Sahadi the Chain Hu, when Mikke Moida Beknas, Hakinami Hacha, Kim Dika Sahadi, the Shar Noga Chapara, because there are Edom which say that there are Edom over here. Dika Sahadi, there's an Edom who's Radaf, and he's Moida. He's Moida. That the shor damage. So b'chay gavna, we say it's not called ma'id b'knas. So even though there are no eidim on the actual ma'isa, but since there are eidim that provide us circumstantial evidence that actually the mazik damaged, therefore says the marsha b'chay gavna, if we have the circumstantial evidence. And the mazik is moida. There is not a case of moida knas potter.
Is that similar to this of guy admitting because he knows that either are going to come?
I think he's saying that's machlokes, right? But here he's saying more than that. He's saying since l'maisa, there is circumstantial evidence that this actually happens. An omdina that it happened, right? There's an omdina that it happened.
Is there a glimpse of the same thing as
Umdun? What?
Is there a glimpse of the same thing as Umdun?
Yeah. There's a glimpse of it. It's Umdun. Yeah. But. So therefore, then it's Umdun by the Knas Pav. Even though Chayyim in the. Right, we just had the Rajba, but the Rajba says there is no Umdun over here, right? Rajba says there is no Umdun. Mashal is not like the Rajba. That's out. This whole marshal is not like the Raj.
What? Didn't
he
say there
wasn't
that's why?
The Raj is again. He sees a question and there's an answer. The Rajma's question said, L'choy of Yivacha, that the Shor, the Gamal, that's Ha'ichim and the Gamal, and it's Chayyim.
By that case.
And that the Rajma said, but also you don't have that Umdana, because there's a good chance that when it was chased, it got caught.
Don't have the Umdana that there is no.
You don't have a good Umdana that was the Shor that did it.
Okay.
So the Mashal is assuming there is an Omdana, but we don't go to Omdana. Okay, I mean, so I'm just saying, pointing out, first of all, the whole Teretz of Mashal does not work with the Raj. That's point number one. Point number two is Rukveg. Rukveg disagrees with the whole, he disagrees in principle with the Mashal, that this, he argues the whole Yisrael of the Mashal. The whole Yisrael of the Mashal. Yeah? That if the in the case of Umdana when the guy is Maida, then it's not called Maida Beknas. But even though without us they don't be Potter, we don't say Maida Beknas Potter. And he brings a raya from the Gemara, with Memal from the Beis. Gemara and the Bemal from the Bays, the Gemara wants to know. Pibailim, where can I spot there? The Gemara over here, the Gemara is discussing by
The machloek is Reb Elazar and Reb Akiva, whether a tam pays chatzi kaifer. If the animal, the shor killed a person, so we say normally an animal pays kaifer if it killed a person. What about by tam? Does tam pay chatzi kaifer? That's a sugya over here.
Because
tam that killed a person pay chatzi kaifer. Okay, that's machloek is Reb Elazar and Reb Akiva. Amar Reb Akiva. The Reb Elazar says, you're not giving chatzikah, you're potter. Amar Reb Akiva, lo yivatz ma'im mishtalam lo magufay, v'lo bez mishalam loch. So what does that mean? Reb Akiva says, of course he's potter, right? Im chayiv hoya ein tishlam lo magufay. The male, if he's being killed, right, is sharnisko. So, you know, Reb Elazar has a pasuk. So it's not a machloek is what he's potter not. Reb Elazar says you learn out from the pasuk. Reb Akiva says pasher. Why? You're killing the shor. So what's in the game of chatzik kaifer? You're killing the shor. The shor is lost in manah. Where's in the game of chatzik kaifer?
You say okay. You should pay kofar from the guf.
It's shor tam chatzik. Every tashlum of shor tam is magufay. Okay. The chatzik kaifer. The chatzik kaifer will always be magufay. So Reb Akiva. What's the issue, Bacha? Amalei Elazar, Kachani Ben Echa, Shinini Bezesh Chayim Misa. I'm talking about a case with not going to be Chayim Misa. And then Shaila is whether he pay Chatzik Chayim. What's that case? Why is it Chayim Misa? He killed someone. So why is it Chayim Misa? Ein Yael Gishahem Misa Sa Adam Al Pi Erecha Al Pi Atzmai. Okay. Okay, if you had a chatzmai, so therefore you're not going to kill the shor. In fact, the Gemara, I'll be atzmai, I'll be bailim, Okay, so again, what's our goal over here? We're trying to find the hechatimtza. Where? We're not killing the shor, and that's what we want to know. You pay chatzik kaifer. What do you mean? What's the case? Two cases: eight echa or I'll be buying them. Fet gemara, I'll be buying them. I cannot spot them. Fet mefeger, according to the Masha,
if you say kufr is a kapara,
that's gemara says very good. That's gemara kufr kapara. Excellent. Fine. Now, Frank McFager, Fidim Masha, wanted to say the echdim is a case, but it was a reglaim with over, and then he's mitzvah, he's chayy. Is that Maid Bakanas? Isaiah Fekir McFager. Peter Masha. But Masha has a big yeside here. Yeah? That what? Maid Bakanas does not apply when there's an omdana. Yeah? Maid Bakanas does not apply when there's an omdana. Simkang, Fekir McFager, so what's Reb Elazar's answer to Reb Akiva? Right? That he said, I'll be out. The Gemara asked Reb Elazar, I'll be bailim. You might have a kind of spot there. We have a simple case. The Fina Marshal El might we see that that's still called by the kind of spot there. Surf with surf. Without this, even though it's an omdana, but we don't go about the omdana, is without this, you're going to be potter, you'll be mitzvah, and you're also potter. It's all you saw, that when it's an omdana, together with the yadar, there's no mitzvah that's potter. Who said it? Is it not fair? Shikamara? But in the Gemara, not like that. You have our kash. You have the kash from the Mishnah. I had a Mishnah's got a problem with our Mishnah. Mishnah is a mitzvah all over Aya. It's Mashmah, he'll be mitzvah, he'll be potter. Says Rick Fager, the Kushis.
The Gemara did find the case or didn't find the case?
The Gemara is your tenets. Kuf Kapar. But when the Gemara asked the Kash, what was the Kash? The Gemara could have said very simple. You know, Kufr is Mamaina. Yeah? But we don't know where's my class part there. It's not my case, but it was a little lion though. We see the shark chasing the guy. We have eight in the chase. We don't know what happened at the end. And if it was an omdana, and it was my simple. Going to my shop. Right? Very simple case. Not like, you know, crazy chemicals. It's a very simple case. A normal case, right? You know, where they could have seen, they just didn't see an actual mice. They would see him chasing them. And they went out of sight. We have a problem with our mission. Mishnah's got a kash in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Ma'aseh chalav raya." It's not shemiz ma'aseh bichayev. Says Rav Kveger,
Haray. Did I don't see the Gemara at all? Or just, huh?
No.
So Gemara brings in. So, no, so wait.
Shkoyach.